Merry Christmas. Christmas is here. But what is it? What is Christmas? I think we learned from Dr. Seuss that you can take away all of the presents. You can take away all of the food. You can take away all of the trees, all of the lights, and you can still have Christmas. For years, I've always prided myself on the fact that the church celebrates 12 days of Christmas, that we enter into a season, a Christmas season, rather than just one day of hype, which started probably in October and built up through Thanksgiving, and the world just celebrates this one day and it's over. But then I discovered something that was startling that I didn't realize. And it's interesting that when you're not aware of something, right, and then all of a sudden you're aware of it, it kind of changes things. So about a couple weeks ago, I discovered that these 12 holy days of Christmas, which we celebrate the birth of our Lord, go back before Christ, before Christians, that the pagans during the winter season would celebrate, guess how many days? 12 days. Now, I never knew that, or if I knew it, I didn't think about it, or it just didn't register in my brain. So before Christ, before Christians celebrating 12 days, the Romans, they would celebrate during the winter season 12 days of celebration. And when you really look at Christmas, the way our culture celebrates it with the gifts, with the trees, with the ornaments, with the bonfires, the more you look at it, the more you discover that it goes before Christmas, way before Christ, way before the Christians. It goes to the Romans. They're the ones that invented it. It's a pagan holiday. So what are we doing? How can we celebrate? Can we celebrate? Yes, we can. There was a time when the Puritans in the 1600s actually outlawed Christmas. Did you know that? In Boston? There was a penalty for celebrating Christmas because in their mind, they related it to a pagan holiday. So many pious Puritans had nothing to do with trees, had nothing to do with parties, nothing to do with gifts, poinsettias, and the Yule log, that's really pagan. And so they had nothing to do with any of it. So how can we celebrate Christmas, and really, what is the essence of Christmas? Well, I think there are a few things that are the essence of Christmas. Number one, it is all about mercy. All about mercy. In the Bible, we see many, many different stories of mercy where God is reaching out to people, healing them, ministering to them, bringing them forgiveness and salvation. But I think the incarnation is the pinnacle of mercy. And that's really what we celebrate today and even during the 12 days of Christmas. We celebrate that God became man for us. And now we can do that without the trees, we can do that without the parties and the lights and the gifts, and even without our loved ones who maybe are here or maybe are not here because we're missing them. What Christmas really is all about is God showing mercy to us and all mankind in the person of Christ, which is the incarnation. So what do we know about this? Well, first of all, we know that it's unique. The incarnation is unique. Now, we're all Christians. We may take this for granted, but if you go outside of these walls, if you go outside of these circles and you start talking to other people, you'll find that they reject this, that they say no to this, or they laugh at this. The incarnation is completely unique. All other religions are journeying up to God. They're climbing up to God. They're ascending to God. They're doing things to get to God, except one religion, and that's Christianity. Christianity is the only religion in the whole world that teaches that God comes down to us in the person of Jesus Christ. The word incarnation is Latin for incarnate, which means flesh. What we confess and what we believe and what we celebrate today and during the 12 days is that God became flesh for us. This is unique. If you talk to someone who's a Jehovah's Witness, they'll pull out their Bible and they'll quote John chapter 1, which we heard this morning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was a God. This is what they'll say. They'll tell you that Jesus Christ is not deity, that he's not God, that he's like a mini-God or a semi-God, a little lower than God, but he's not God in the flesh. But Christianity confesses this day, December 25th, and throughout the whole year, that we believe that God became flesh for us. It's unique. The Jewish people don't believe it. Islam doesn't believe it. Paganism doesn't believe it. Philosophy laughs at it. But this is what we confess. We confess that we do not ascend up to God, that we don't do something to please God. We're not going looking after him or running after him or seeking after him. The incarnation, the mercy of Christmas is that God comes down to us, conceived in the Virgin Mary, born of the Virgin Mary, and this little baby is God in the flesh. This controversy that the church struggled with, people still struggle with it today. People laugh about it. People reject it. But this is what we celebrate in Christmas. It's very unique. The other thing is that it's a mystery. As long as we will ever live, no matter how many Christmases we go through, we'll never be able to comprehend this mystery. I remember being a little child, you know, and just the mystery of Christmas, and waking up on Christmas morning, having that sense of wonder and that sense of mystery about Christmas. Well, we have it. We could be 9 or 99. When we focus on the incarnation, it is indeed a mystery that God assumes a human nature in the person of Jesus Christ, that there is both God and man, just one person in the person of Jesus Christ, and this is indeed a mystery. Colossians tell us that the fullness of the deity dwells bodily in Christ. I can't understand that. It's a mystery. It's like God jumps into our flesh. Mystery, mercy, they work together. It's not just like God is declaring us to be forgiven here. He's actually jumping inside of our flesh, taking upon our nature. He sees what we see. He hears what we hear. He feels what we feel. This is what God has done for us. This is what we celebrate on Christmas. We celebrate something that is completely unique in all of the world, something that indeed is a mystery. And then we also celebrate the fact that it's wonderful. It's full of wonder. I remember being a little child looking at the Christmas lights and thinking about Santa Claus and opening the presents and having that sense of wonder. Well, what we celebrate today and what we celebrate during the 12 days is that God became man so that men can become like him, so that we can partake of his divine nature. Now, think about this just for a moment. Again, we may take this for granted. We go, oh, you know, I've heard this before. I've heard Christmas before. It's about the incarnation. I've heard it before. But what if you never heard it before? Can you be there? Can you imagine what it would be like if you never, ever heard this story before? And that it was new to you, that it was good news, that God became man. Scandalous. You'd probably say, that's crazy. How could that be? Only faith could move you to worship. In a few moments, we'll come to the altar, right? We'll receive Christ's body and blood under with the sign of bread and wine. Again, it's a great mystery. And with the church, we confess that we're not just taking in bread, that we're not just taking in wine, that we're taking in the essence of Christ, and that we are partaking Christ in us, and we are going out to be a witness, just like John the Baptist was a witness to the light. John tells us that the light came into the world, but people rejected the light. He came to his own, which was the Jewish people, but they did not receive him. But to many who receive him, he gives them the right to become children of God. Now, I have traveled to Europe, I've traveled to Turkey, I've talked to people. What I've discovered is there were two types of people in the world. There were the kings and queens who were royalty, and then everybody else who were peasants. You didn't have an education. You couldn't read and write. You weren't educated. There were the royal class, and then there were the rest of us. To say to a slave, or to say to a child, or anyone, that you could become a partaker in the divine essence would be crazy. But here we confess that he's a brother in Christ, I'm a brother in Christ, she's a sister in Christ, we're all part of a family. This is what Christmas is about. Imagine that you never heard this before. It would be crazy. It would be scandalous. It's unique, my friends. It's a mystery, my friends. And it is wonderful. And that's what we celebrate today. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.